Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We're here to see you, to hear from you. Oh, Lord, let your presence be so tangible. We're here to receive all that you would have us to receive, Father. For it's not about me. It's not about us. It's about you. I decrease that you may increase right now. Lord, I thank you for this awesome weekend of worship and praise. I thank you for the invitation in this house for you not just to come visit, but to dwell in here. For you inhabited the praises of your people, and this is a house of praise. And I thank you, Lord, that you have been welcome here to reside here forever. Oh, bless your holy name, God. Thank you, Lord, for being with us last night, protecting us from all evil, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for traveling mercies, bringing us here to prosper, be in health, even as our soul prosper. We bless each and every one today, God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you for the great, marvelous things that you're going to do in this house today, all because you are God. For our righteousness is as filthy grass. We are nothing without you, Jesus. And we can do nothing without you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for dwelling in this vessel, that you may speak to your people, that you will do, have your way in this place. I keep hearing that, Lord. I thank you for being in a place where you can have your way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I honor the servants of the Most High in this place. Hallelujah. The Lord is so funny to me. When I met your beautiful pastor at the Restoration of Eve, she was talking about the soaking. So when I knew I had to come here, I said, okay, guys, give me some soaking songs here. All last night I was up to 4 a.m. like I'm trying to soak here. But when at Burning Bush, it's like fire shut up in your bones. So every time I get up here, I'm ready to jump. I'm ready to shout. I'm ready to give him glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love her spirit. Hallelujah. She is a dweller in the presence of the Lord. And that's how we should all be. Hallelujah. Because he is great and he does miracles so great. There is no one else like him. You deserve the glory and the honor. So we lift our hands in worship and we magnify your name. I need to stop right quick. I sing prophetically. Some of you all may know the right words to certain songs, but the Lord tends to switch them up with me. I just wanted to tell you that. I don't have ebonic problems. So. I'm not dyslexia, only in the spirit. Because I only want to hear what he say. Hallelujah. So I just wanted to say that ahead of time. Because you may hear some songs and the words are not exactly the way they're sung. Hallelujah. You deserve the glory and the honor. So we lift our hands in worship and we magnify your name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Yes, you are. Come on. And the honor. So I don't have no problem walking. So we lift our hands in worship and we magnify your name. Because he's what?
You are holy. You are righteous. You are beautiful, my God. And we worship you on high.
You are holy. You are righteous.
You are righteous.
And we lift your name
on high.
Oh, night, yeah. You are holy.
You are holy.
You are righteous.
You are righteous. Elijah,
and we lift your name
on high.
On high, you are holy.
You are holy.
You are righteous.
You are righteous.
And we lift your name
on high.
On high, you are holy.
You are righteous,
and we lift your name
on high.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'm gonna bother you all day. Hallelujah, glory, 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 glory. Because the only show is the Holy Ghost show. The only show is the Holy Ghost show. The only show is the Holy Ghost show. The only Ghost show is the Holy Ghost show. He's gonna use his people today. He's gonna use his people today. A Holy Ghost is the only show. It is the Holy Ghost is the only show. He's gonna use his people today. Because we all want him, want him to have his way. The Holy Ghost is the only show. The Holy Ghost is the only show. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have fun in the Holy Ghost. He is our joy. He is our comforter. He is our peace. There is no right way to sing. There is no wrong way to sing. We sing unto the Lord. And all we do unto him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise be to God. Glory be to God. I couldn't hardly talk this morning. Hallelujah. I couldn't. Bar prayed for me in the car. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is faithful. He is faithful. Hallelujah. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies have she. All that I have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, unto thee. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's so much fire in this place. Hallelujah. God bless y'all that can sit here. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Hotel was so nice. I said, I need some towels because where I'm going, it's fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. We welcome your glory. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, 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 holy. The fire in this house is 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 holy. Purify us in the fire. Sanctify us in the fire. Purify us in the fire. Sanctify us in the fire. The fire in this house is holy. 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 Purify us in the fire. Sanctify us in the fire. Purify us in the fire. Sanctify us in the fire. The fire in this house is holy. 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 Purify us in the fire. Sanctify us in the fire. Purify us in the fire. Sanctify us in the fire.
Go ahead.
Oh, I thought you had...
No, I do. Hang on.
Okay. The fire...
I want you to look at me.
Yes.
This is not... Look at me. Look at me. This is not like normal church. We didn't come here to be entertained. We came here to meet with Jesus. Did you come to meet with Jesus?
Yeah.
That's why I can't hear you.
Yeah.
If you can't hear your head, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. You know how we do that? We get involved. Now watch how we do this. She says, the fire in this house is holy. Did you can you say that? The fire in this house. You can't say it when you're drinking. The fire in this house is holy. I can't hear you. The fire in this house is holy. Now watch this. Did she say it? Y'all better don't get those drinks down. Okay? I want those drinks down because what she's saying, we're going to say. Do you hear me? We're going to say what she said. Do you hear me? Does everybody hear me? Okay. Because we're not being entertained.
Oh, yeah.
This is not somebody to be entertained. We are not watching TV. We're not throwing our brain in neutral and then somebody else do something. You are going to get more today than you probably have in a long time because you're going to get involved. Okay? So what we're going to do is go put all our drinks down. Please, let's go put our drinks over at the table. Right now, everybody stand up. Go put your drinks down. And I want
everybody
to stand up. And we're going to get involved. When
she's
singing, we sing. Whatever she
says,
because it's going to change your life. It's going to change you. It's going to help you get to Jesus.
Shut your eyes. Don't look at anybody.
Everybody stand up. If you need me to, I can help you. Everybody
Jesus!
Everybody stand up. All right? And when she's singing, I want you to sing with her. All right? Whatever she's singing, you go right ahead, baby.
Okay. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb, which is where we are. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Hold on. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither. Put off your shoes from your feet, for the place whereon you stand is holy ground. He had to take his shoes off, which for us might be a fight we had this morning, or it might be somebody hurting us, or it might be whatever it is, take your shoes off. If you have to literally take your shoes off, do it. But get rid of whatever it is you came in that would keep you from being able to get right up there and touch that burning bush. Because God is here, and He wants to like do awesome things. And He wants that fire to jump inside of us so that we're burning and not consumed. So kick your shoes off, because we're on some holy ground this morning.
It's quick. Yes. It's sharper than two-edged sword. Is that right? Yes. Somebody know the word up in here. See, I got equipment off of that. The word of the Lord enough will make you excited and want to jump up with joy, want to run around this place. Hallelujah. We have lived in faith. And He lives in us.
That's right.
We get excited about that.
Right.
Jesus lives in us. Yes. Woo. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Myself. Trust that. Me and him. And his beautiful breath. We will explode in here by ourselves. I really believe that. But we're going to invite everybody to explode. Go ahead. Hallelujah. The joy is good.
Imagine right now. What is it like to be right in front of God? What is it like? Do you think people are... Or the angels, do you think they're quiet? Do you think that it's a boring place? No, when you get into the presence of God, when you go right into His throne room, can you hear me? Okay. When you go right into His throne room, it's like a rock concert. But, you know, that rock concert, that, you know, when the enemy kind of brought all that smoke and all that loud music and all that up. He's just an imitator. He can't come up with his own stuff. He's imitating what God has in His throne room. So when you get into the presence of God, you can't be quiet. All of a sudden you start to thank Him for what He's done. You start to praise Him for who He is. And that's what this is about. Because when we praise Him, we thank Him, He wants to be right there with us. Right there with us. And it's a command. The last verse of the Psalms. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Take a deep breath in. And out. Do you have breath? You are qualified. Everyone in this room. While you still have breath. Even if you can't move, even if you are in a wheelchair or you're ill, and you can't move your body, you can breathe. You are qualified to out loud praise the Lord, because in the midst of His praises is where He is. It's where His presence comes in His fullness. Do you like getting around God? Do you like what happens when you get around God? Like healing, revelation, love, joy, peace, all those good things, being around God, it begins. We come into His presence with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. That's right.
Hallelujah. Now, she was soft, but she was loud. Because I heard her very clear. Hallelujah. Which means He's made us all unique, created in His image. The woman of God told us yesterday, we are part of like a diamond. Oh, see, I got that. I was asking God, which facet am I? I must be a part of your funny bone. I love that. Think about it. The clusters, if you've ever seen a diamond, it has so many different facets, doesn't it, woman of God? Now, here was another facet of God. I'm decidable. She's a semi-mellow, and she mellowed on out. But we all had a sound unto God. It's about Jesus. A woman of God told me when I walked in the door, she said, oh, I'm so glad, I can't wait to hear you. I said, I can't wait to hear Jesus. I don't want to hear me. Hallelujah. I don't want to hear me. I don't have anything to say, because there's nothing good in me but Jesus. Woo! I can get in air and I can get off. But But Jesus is always on the main line. We can tell him what we want, and he's going to answer accurately. Because before we call, he's already answered. Isn't that beautiful? Oh, he's so marvelous. Sweetie, did you want your son to do something? Oh, okay. Praise God. We want to go higher. We go higher through the fire. He sanctified the sons of Levi. We are priest and king in this house. We want to go higher. I normally don't even do this type of exhortation because my heart is so full of worship. I just do all, but we did that yesterday. Sometimes we have to stop. Hallelujah. And meet the needs of God's people first before we can go, because we're at all different levels. Some come ready. What did he say? 60, 100? Was it 30, 60, and 100 fold? So we have some 34 people. We need you to get to 60. We got some 64 people. We need you to get to 100. 100 fold. Go higher through the fire. Go as high as God will take you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not saying you have to be excitable like me. Whatever your excitement calls you to do, if you prostrate, if you can't do nothing but grab a flag, the flag is fine. It's just whatever we can offer God today. Give him a sacrifice. Some of y'all don't feel like praising him, and that's real up in here. That's real. Some of y'all don't feel like it. You going through some other situations here. But we're going to sing and bless you through. Hallelujah. So we can be on one accord. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell in unity. It's power in corporate worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you got to lay prostrate, hallelujah, run around. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. If these little babies can walk around and look, they got their drums. Oh, they, uh-oh. We about to have a spiritual parade up here. I love it. I love it. And a child shall lead them. Come on, people of God. That's the word. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Glory be to God. Y'all ready? I got a band. Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, the fire of the Lord is in here. 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 I hear God saying something. Perfect love casts out fear. 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 The fire of the Lord is in here. The fire of the Lord is in here. The fire of the Lord is in here. I love this. The fire of the Lord is in here. Perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love cast out fear. The fire in the Lord is in here. Oh, she don't want me to do it. Fire in the Lord is in here. The fire of the Lord is in here. The fire of the Lord is in here. The word of the Lord is, he doesn't want us to have fear. Fret not thyself of evildoers. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't think he meant for y'all to copy that though. Hallelujah, hallelujah, some excitement in the heavens. Hallelujah. The angels have came. Play that. Play that. Ho! I've been waiting on the prophetic sound. Come on. I hear that. There's a celebration in heaven today.
Never right and left. Never right and left. The angels dance with us. Left right and left. Left right and left. Left right and left. The angels dance with us. Left right and left. To the left. To the right. To the left. To the right. The angels dance with us. Left right and left. To the left. To the right. To the left, to the right, the angels dance with us. Left, right, left. Left, right, left. Lead us, children. Left, right, left. The angels dance with us. Left, right, left. Left, right, left. Left, right, left. The angels dance with us. Left, right, left. There's a celebration in heaven. Hallelujah. Cause this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in. Come on, we're going to join her praise. Come on, y'all, just rock. 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 She praising him on her own. She just rocking and rocking. Rocking and rocking. Rocking and rock. Rock, rock, rock. See, because Jesus has his own melody. He playing melody into her. Ha. Oh, rock and rock. Rock, rock. See, the Bible said he used the foolish things to confound the wise. Is that the word? And when I saw her rocking, you know what I thought about? Last night, the man of God talked about sitting in Jesus' lap. Oh, that's where I want to be. And I just imagine myself while she's rocking. I'm listening to the heartbeat of Jesus. Rock and rock. Rock, rock, rock. Rock and rock. Rock, rock, rock. Move to the side. Rock, rock, rock. Move to the side. Rock, rock, rock. We want to be able to hear the heartbeat of the Father. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. I hear something. Keep playing. We're going to prophesy. Oh, y'all get with the Holy Ghost. See, he's prophesying on me. God is fun. You see them trees? They're waving. They're clapping their hands. They're waving. They're clapping their hands. They're waving. They're clapping their hands. They're waving. I won't let a rock cry out for me. I won't let a rock cry out for me.
I won't let the rock cry out for me.
Come on, say it a little louder.
I won't let the rock cry out for me.
Say it a little louder.
I won't let the rock cry out for me.
Say it one more time.
I won't let the rock cry out for me.
Come on, tell them what you ain't gonna do.
I won't let the rock cry out for me.
Yeah!
I won't let the rock climb out for me.
We are declaring and decreeing. I won't let.
Rock cry out for me.
Come on, tell them again, honey.
I won't let rock try out for me. Woo! I won't let rock try out for me.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Rock cry out for me. Jesus! I won't let the rocks cry out for me. Jesus! I won't let the rocks cry out for me. Jesus! I won't let the rocks cry out for me. Jesus!
We turn her into a rock star overnight!
Oh,
hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus.
Hosanna. The stones cry out, Hosanna! Hosanna! The King is coming! The King is coming! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Oh, hallelujah!
Hallelujah! The Holy Spirit was revealing unto me as we were continuing the marching song, and He was showing me a vast army here in this city walking down the streets as they were on their way to war. And we were in the somberness of coming together in unity. Everybody taking their place in this war. Lord's given me some real powerful word for a couple of the young people here this morning. And that we have a warrior of peace in our midst. We have a warrior of peace. And he fights his battles on his knees. The Holy Spirit was revealing that to me very powerfully this morning, because the Lord showed me His angels were here. And then immediately we went into this beat. And this is the same beat I heard in Africa, brother. It's the same beat that I'm hearing around the world is what's going on right now. And it's finally made itself here to Grand Rapids. So I want to turn it over and get louder. Just get louder, because it is it. The angels are marching right now in Grand Rapids. Michael, the archangel, has been assigned here today to carry on. He's loosing forth the angels in this area, in this atmosphere. There is a move right now in Grand Rapids area. Right now. Hallelujah. And we will fight this battle on our knees.
And we proclaim and declare, the man of God has a word for Grand Rapids. There's a word for this church. But we declare and decree that Grand Rapids will sing.
Amen. I only want Jesus to live in me. 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 I only want Jesus.
That's the declare and decree that we're saying Grand Rapids will say. They will say as a people. We will say as a nation. We only want Jesus to live in us. We only want to live in
us. We only want Jesus to live in us. We only want Jesus to live in us. We only want Jesus to live in us. We only want Jesus to live in us.
Woo! Come on, anoint the fire. It's time for it. It's going to break up. Let me know when it comes. We only want Jesus to live in us. We only want Jesus to live in us. Let's make it. We're going to make it. Hallelujah! We just declare a decree. So shall it be on earth as it is in heaven. These are songs from the Lord. We're not making this up. We're talking from the Spirit. For out of our bellies are flowing rivers of living water. Glory!
Louder than him.
Adam, I want you to hear what just happened here. Please, everybody.
Shh, Jack, just a minute. I don't normally see demons. That's not my gifting to see spirits. I know some of you do. But while we were praising, I looked up and there was a man dressed in white that came and he sat and he folded his arms and I looked over. His face was white. His hat was white. And he was just staring at us, and it was just a chill, like it was Satan himself, seeing what we were doing. And we were all yelling, I only want Jesus living in me. And I just started aiming that at him. And then I turned around, and everybody was yelling. I looked back, and he was gone. He didn't like it. He didn't like it.
We love Jesus. Hallelujah. There's power in praise and worship. Hallelujah. For every battle they won, it was through praise and worship. We went around the Jericho walls and broke them down in the city of Grand Rapids today with the children. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we did. Oh, yes, we did. Those kids prophesied. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And what I love about this couple, now, he didn't know what his wife saw. Oh, see, look at Jesus here. He didn't know that. She saw it, and he sung it. And the anointing destroyed the yoke. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is one spirit. It's awesome to be connected to the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I just told you what he was saying. You got something? You want to tell me something?
My name is Sister Ryan.
She said, I love you, Sister Rhoda. And I know that was God. I love you too, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I heard her. I know they say sometimes, she didn't babble that. Hallelujah. That's who I go by. I normally don't go by apostle, and you know why? Because apostles have all the gifts, and I never know what gift God want to use in a house. But I will say, Sister Rhoda, but out of honor and the respect of this house, it was apostle, but that was God. Hallelujah. We can overlook no one. Everybody is precious in his sight. We have to value the gift in each and every one of us. We're all precious in the sight of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I saw the Spirit of God on that child. Hallelujah. The Bible says, man of God, you can help me. I don't know where the scripture's at. How he rejoiced over us. As we rejoice over him, it's in Zechariah. What is it, honey? Find it. I want to read that. Hallelujah. What? Yes, honey.
Jesus was inside me.
Say it again.
Jesus was inside me.
That's right. Hallelujah. Say it again.
Jesus was inside me.
He's yours. I should have known. This unison in the family is awesome. Go ahead.
Jesus was inside me.
Can you say a little bit louder?
Jesus was inside me.
Tell the devil.
The only one. Jesus was in me.
He told the devil, I only want Jesus living in me. Hallelujah! That makes two of us and three. You have something else, baby? Oh, okay. Can we find that scripture? I want that read, please. Thank you. This is what God is saying when we rejoice over him.
The Lord your God in your midst. The mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. The song of the Lord. The song of the Lord is love. The song of the Lord is love.
Amen.
You have my love, all my love. You have my love, my bride, all my love. You have my love, all.
I saw a vision just a minute ago. In the spirit, I saw a vision just a minute ago. And I'm going to share it with you. Because I've seen these visions before and I've said nothing. And then when it happens, I said, I wish I'd have said something. So I'm going to share with you a vision I just saw. You were here holding these towels like this.
Like this? Okay.
And you were cradling a baby. I saw a child in your arms. It's a baby.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. I'm thinking
it's a baby church.
The.
Oh, thank you.
There you go.
Help me.
Thank
you, Jesus.
You're birthing.
Hallelujah.
You've heard me speak several times before about and a child shall lead them. But I want to give an invitation to the children that are here right now. Can I have all the children come forth real quick? Can you just come up here real quick and just sit here at the feet? All the children, just everybody come up here to sit down real quick. Just real quick. God's given me a word for you. Real quick word, okay? You all sit down. Everybody have a seat. Real important. Everybody come on in. Say, Adam, you want to come up here, Bubba? Okay, it's okay, you guys. Zach, Eric, you don't listen. I just wanna talk to you guys real important because you guys are very, very important. You guys are very, very important to the Lord Jesus. Many of you know that Jesus just sent you here not too long ago, right? Right, Jack?
I told Jack and I knew that he just heard.
What?
I saw a Jesus movie that I heard Jesus has children. That's very important to him.
Amen. And guess what? You're the children. You're the children that is very important to him. And Jesus sent you here to this earth, and you came out of your mommy's tummy. But you have a very important job when you're here. Eric was picking up a shofar. This is a ram's horn, and he was asking about it. And he said it had a name on it. It's called Healer. Well, when Shepherd Glenn was making this horn, the Lord was giving him words in reference to the anointing that's on these horns. And this one, the sound that comes out of this horn, is for the healing. It's like the healing of the nations. Now that's a hard one to blow through because just it is. But you know what? Jesus has sent each and every one of you here with a specific task. And as we were marching back here and we were moving around back here, the Lord was showing me you guys in this great big marching army that is going to take over all of this area in the Lord Jesus. Amen. And Eric was real. It was real special to me because when the Lord was showing me these things, God showed me Eric's angels were here. And then that Eric's angels were here, and not just Eric's angels, but all of your angels were here. Every one of you guys have it. Your angels are here too, Carson. Amen. So is Jackson. So your angels are here. They're assigned to you to protect you and keep you safe. Yeah, even Daniel's angels are here. I think they went out back for coffee or somewhere. But the thing is, the thing that the Holy Spirit wanted me to, I wanted you to understand one important thing, and this is real, and I want you to listen real and close to me. You see, we said we don't want anybody but Jesus living in me. Jesus loves you. He created you. He gave you. He even knows all the hair on your head. He knows everything about you. He knows that each and every one of you are here, but you know there's going to be a battle, and you guys are going to have to fight some battles. And the enemy's going to try and hurt you. But you know, all you have to do is call out to Jesus. All you have to do is call it. And your angels that are assigned to you get pull out their swords and they whop those bad demons. So we're not supposed to offend each other. Do you know what offending means? Hurting each other. You know, we're not supposed to do that because what you're doing is when you're offending somebody, you're hurting Jesus' heart. Because Jesus created you. Amen. So is there anybody here right now that just wants to say, you know what, I want the God who created me to live in me? Can you do that? Can everybody raise? Is there anybody that like to say that? Let's just say that. I want the God who created me, that sent me here to live in me, and his name is Jesus. I want Jesus to live in me.
I want Jesus to
and nothing else. And I say this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. That's what the Lord wanted to have done today. Amen. And let the little child lead you to the place in your life. If you need to rededicate your life to your Creator, the one that sent you here, you have an example of that right here. Amen. Let's do it right now. Amen. Anybody, I mean, just if you feel led of the Holy Ghost, I mean, I want you to just stand. If you just stand up right now, just all of you, just if we could just stand. I hate to even say that because I don't like forcing you against your will. But if you just feel like you got to just love Jesus, and you understand, I want you to put your hand over your heart right now. All of us. Let's just put our hand over our heart. Let's just rededicate our lives back to Him and say, Dad, whatever it is that you sent us here to do, fulfill it quickly. People are on their way to hell because they've been lied to. Let us be Jesus in their life. Let us be love in their life. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me today, tomorrow, and for all the days of my eternity. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Amen. It's Hallelujah Yahweh, by the way. You didn't know that. It's Hallelujah Yahweh, not your way nor my way, but Yahweh. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, sister. Thank you.
Praise God. I just want to say something. I need to say something. I need to honor God right now. I asked God. I already have four kids, but He promised me twins. And, yeah, because I want them. I sure do. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I want them before I turn 40. And I was sitting here, and He reminded me of that. See, when God makes a promise, He's a promise keeper. That's part of it. But this morning, when I got up this morning, there's two ministries that you know of that Apostle Bill has acknowledged. For each ministry, we've had some kind of meeting in God's calendar. Oh, it's beautiful when He meets you in His calendar. People say the feast don't matter, but the devil is a lie. Jesus didn't come to do away with the law. He came to fulfill it. We celebrate it in a different way now because we have the true meaning because Christ came on the scene. But we still celebrate it. I do. Hallelujah. I just recently found out, as my testimony, the Lord told me in 2000 that I had Jewish in my family. You got something to
say? My name is Messiah.
Now, I heard her say something. Israel. I heard that last part. Is that what she said? Oh, your name is Mariah? Okay, well, thank you. I thought she said Israel. I'm sorry. All right. Well, praise God. Her name is Mariah. Thank you, baby. Thank you. It is beautiful. I found out in 2000, and I want to share this with you because it's important that we hold on to the word in our hearts. The seed is the word of God. Amen. I'm going to share this because one day I was going through something. A girlfriend said, you need to sow. I ain't had no money to sow. She said, girl, sow your way out. Sow your way out. I said, God, I'm giving offerings and tithes and everything else. She said, just keep sowing. The Holy Spirit spoke. I went, God, I said, well, God, how much you want me to sow? He said, sow my word. He said, the seed is the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Apply my word to your situation and it will turn around. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm saying something today. It's one thing to want to give a gift to God and do our tithes and offerings. It's another thing when we're saying we got to pay for a miracle. Uh-oh. The devil is a lie and the truth has never been in him. God said the seed is the word. And what He showed me today is the scripture about how when it's planted, how the enemy comes and tries to steal it right away. We've got to guard our hearts. For out of it flows, is it the issues of life? Not the abundance of the heart. Out of it flows the issues of life. It's in Proverbs. But I know what you're saying on that too. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth does speak. But I'm talking about the seeds of righteousness that's planted. It can be planted through a song. It can be planted through the scripture. It can be planted through the ministers of God.
But we have to guard that word. And I'm saying that to say this. A promise from God is a promise. His word is yea and amen. No matter what the circumstances is, he's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Have he not said it? Shall he not do it? I love this. I need this assistance. I love this man. He's so real about Jesus, so transparent. Hallelujah. But I'm serious, you know, we know God can do it, but sometimes we allow the devil to steal from us. We've got to stop doing that. When the woman of God had called yesterday and she asked me to speak, I said, I will only say something if God give me something. I don't, if he don't, you know, he didn't say anything. And what I love about her, because she looked at me with a smile. She didn't say this, but this is what her ass told me. We only want you to speak if Jesus gives you something. Now, that's not what she said, but I saw it in her face. So she politely and kindly said, okay, but then asked for the Lord to give me something. In the middle of her preaching, I start writing. The Holy Spirit started talking to me. He said, be careful. No, he said, what you say, Jesus? Wait a minute. I will not misquote you. Thank you. Oh, that's all right, man of God. I like this right here.
Let me help you.
Thank you.
I'm going to get this over here for you. Get this all set up. Watch out now.
You can sit here. You dance around me, whatever you want. I love it. I love it. They used to tell me when babies show up and children get to moving around, it means Jesus in the house. They told me because kids know you. One thing about kids, they know your spirit. They're innocent. Yes. Oh, share, baby. I'm sorry. Take your time. Okay. Now what's on your picture?
This is for dance.
Okay. What's on here? Point and tell me everything.
This is a jellyfish.
This is a jellyfish. Okay. What else?
And this is a cat.
And this is a who?
A cat.
A cat. Okay. And what does this mean?
This is a glass. It's a circle.
It's a circle? Now let me tell you what the Lord is telling me through her. I listen to everything.
I have something to share.
Because kids are God's secret weapon. Sometimes he talks in code.
Oh, I got another one.
Oh, praise God. I don't want to miss nothing. Yes. Let them use you, baby. Let them use you.
And this is, what's that, Dawson?
You know what it is?
What is it? It's scare. It's a spare where you go.
Is it God?
It's God. Uh-huh.
Is it God?
Oh, it's the spirit of God. Is that what you just said?
Yep.
That's what I thought you said. It's the spirit of God. Hallelujah! You got something? Yes, baby. Now, I ain't just doing this because you're the grandkid. I really like you. Go ahead.
This is Jesus dying on the cross.
And what did he die for?
For a sin.
That's right. Come on. Hallelujah. Y'all helping me. This is beautiful. I don't have to even minister. This is gorgeous. You got something?
I can swap Dora.
Okay. The Explorer? All right. Hallelujah. I got to wait on the Lord on that one. They that wait. Wait, this, no. What did she have to say?
She wanted to see what was going on, I think.
Oh, okay. You got something? Come on, baby. What's this?
This is me doing love with God and having love with God.
Having.
So we could do a love discussion for the enemy to fight with.
Okay, let's translate that. That's a very powerful prophecy, y'all. He said it was him, a heart, and another being. You guys say something now? No, you Dora Explorer. Wait a minute. I got to wait. You get another revelation. but you can come back now. But I got to wait on that, on the Lord, because I got to see what he's talking about with Dora. But he said it was him, a heart, and God. He said, this is me. Would you say loving God? Is that what you said? We loving God to give something. He says, what'd you say? Power over the enemy?
He said it was me and God loving one another so that the enemy, we could fight over the enemy or fight the enemy.
Hallelujah. Because it's God's love. You know what? When we humble ourselves as a little child, he said nothing but the pure in heart shall see God. This is why they're seeing him. Because there's no defilement in their hearts. There's no jealousy. There's no envy. There's no strife. There's no malice. There's no control. There's no manipulation. Come on, people. Hallelujah. Yeah. Nothing. She said, yeah. Oh, girl, high five. Wait a minute. I want some high five from you. I like her. Huh? What'd she say? Love in heaven. That's right. That's here on earth. Because as it is in heaven, so is it here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing but the pure heart shall see God. What all can we see when we humble ourselves as a little child? We should see law on that. Father, give us the heart of a child. Thank you, Jesus. When the granddaughter came to me, the thing that came to me was in the beginning. What have we been hearing from the prophets, the apostles, and teachers in the house, all wrapped up in two? And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creepy thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. I need somebody to get John 1 and 1 for me right quick. Praise God. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that move upon the earth.
Just verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Life and death is in the power of our tongue. What we say matter, even the small things. It can affect us in ways that we least desire. The greatest enemy is our flesh. And if we do not die daily, it could cause us much havoc. Many situations we have gotten into and we are getting into is because of wrong confession. We have to watch what we say. Hallelujah.
I just wanted to add to what our sister was talking about, sowing to the Spirit. We reap life everlasting, we sow to the Spirit. And we have this Word, and we're to sow the Word. And so let's get busy sowing the Word. And then I just wanted to add that Yeshua said, the words that I speak unto you, they are Spirit, and they are life. So, since Yeshua lives in us, let's let him speak his words through us and speak them often to everyone without respect of persons.
Hallelujah. 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 We're going to give God some praise. Hallelujah. The woman of God said we're not giving the devil no praise. We give you praise, God, because we're on the right track. When Jesus manifests, so do devils. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We make the devil give back everything, everything. We declare and decree right now that he will give back everything. everything that he stole from us. The Bible said when a thief is found out, he's got to give up sevenfold, even up to half of his house. And we claim it all for the victory of Jesus Christ. Hell will make you nut up. Hallelujah, I'm serious. Glory be to God. I've had things taken from me. I've slept in cars. Oh, yes, I slept in cars. I've had to be separated from my children. Hallelujah, because of shame. I've been lied on and lost jobs because of a lying spirit. Hallelujah. I know what it's like to go without eating because I wanted to feed my kids. Hallelujah. There's a price to pay when you say you want it all or nothing. Sometimes you don't know what you're going to get. But just give me Jesus. Ha ha! Oh! Because heaven and earth is going to pass away. Hallelujah. But his word is going to be here forever. Forever and ever and ever.